We the People. Is the Indian education system overly westernized? Does it need to be Indianized? Well, according to one individual, Dinanath Batra, that is certainly the case. Normally, one individual in his opinions would not trigger a national debate. But when you look at the fact that Dinanath Batra's textbooks, they have been prescribed as supplementary reading in Gujarat schools, they have been supplied free of cost, and their foreword has been written by none other than Narendra Modi when he was chief minister, you need to stand up and take notice. This is an individual that could actually impact government policy on textbooks. Now to the larger point, among Dinanath Batra's controversial proposals, make Sanskrit mandatory, prioritize it over all other foreign languages. Even more controversially, Lord Ram's Pushpak Viman was the first known aeroplane. There should be Vedic mathematics instead of the mathematics we study now. And of course, on your birthday, it is absolutely wrong to blow out candles. Taking off from some of these points on We the People today, we're asking, does our education system need to be Indianized further? And if it does, what does this phrase Indianized mean? Is it a euphemism, as critics have said, for Hinduized? Or is there genuinely an argument against the colonization of our education system? I think that's the larger debate. And Dinanath Batra is with us on the program. We also have several other eminent people from different walks of life. But let me get the political responses coming in first, and then we'll go to Dinanath Batra. Nalin Kohli, the most important question before the BJP is this. Dinanath Batra ji, who's with us, met with your HRD minister, Smriti Irani.
He said he didn't.
He didn't meet with her?
Well, why don't you correct it? My information is he didn't.
Dinanath ji, aap abhi bata dein, aap Smriti Irani se aapki mulaqat hui ki nahi hui?
Kabhi nahi.
Kabhi nahi hui. To jo bhi akhbar mein report aayi hai, wo bilkul galat hai.
Bilkul galat hai.
चले ये बात करेक्ट हो गई, लेकिन ये बात तो सच है क्योंकि पुस्तक मैंने खुद देखी है कि फॉरवर्ड उसकी इंट्रोडक्शन नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने लिखी।
ये तो ठीक है, ये गुजरात की किताबों का अनुवाद हुआ है
जी।
जो मैंने किताबें लिखी हैं
जी
वो 10 वर्ष पहले लिखे थे, हिंदी में लिखे थे
जी।
उसमें तो फॉरवर्ड नहीं था। गुजरात गुजरात में जब अनुवाद किया तो गुजरात के लोगों ने मोदी जी से मिलकर फॉरवर्ड लिखवाया
जी। एंड दीज बुक्स हैव बीन नलिन सर्कुलेटेड फॉर सप्लीमेंट्री रीडिंग, डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट इन गुजरात स्कूल्स, रिलीज्ड बाय गुजरात एजुकेशन मिनिस्टर।
एब्सोल्युटली।
नाउ माय क्वेश्चन इज दैट व्हेन द प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑफ द कंट्री इन हिज अवतार एज चीफ मिनिस्टर रोट द फॉरवर्ड टू दीज बुक्स, one would imagine that there is a certain endorsement or agreement or certainly an upholding of the essence of the books. In fact, Ram Madhav has just this month issued a statement saying that what Mr. Dinanath Batra is doing is applaudable.
Well, actually, I must say, I must thank the media. I also did not want to, you know, go into the details of so many things. And it's because of this debate that I've been going in, and the more I go into it, the more fascinating and a learning experience it is for me too. Hmm. Well, first, let's go by one. Hmm. Mr. Dinanath Batra's books are, as you rightly said, supplementary books. They are not part of the curriculum. Nobody's being tested on it. In an age where on the internet and even on our mobile phones, we can download some of the most obscene and the most terrible stuff, whether it's violence and all. I don't see how this is such a big issue. Someone wants to read it, may read it. Someone may not want to read it, may not. If there are inaccuracies in terms of what should be there, they can be corrected. But if, you know, for example, you said studying Sanskrit. A few weeks ago, there was a massive debate whether Sanskrit weak, whether it leads to, you know, whether are we imposing saffronization. So my counter argument is there are a huge number of Sanskrit scholars internationally in Germany, the US, more than
but
perhaps
before
India.
We get into the simple details, could I ask if Narendra Modi endorsed the contents of Dinanath Batraji's 8 books?
I'm giving an example. Why? Because it is linked to the debate. What is happening, Barkha, is a lot of noise is happening. We need to look at each issue in its own entirety.
Okay.
What is correct? One goes ahead. If there are improvements, let's talk of the improvements. So the Sanskrit debate is, so are we saffronizing, for example, the United States and all the scholars there, or Germany? If Sanskrit is a root language, if Sanskrit is a way of going and looking at what belongs to the whole of India, for thousands of years, texts have been written in it. If someone has a way of going out there,
what is your position in one line? That you agree with the contents of his textbooks, or you don't? Does your prime minister agree with the contents of his textbooks?
I haven't read Mr. Dinanath Batraji's books. I haven't read it. But if he was talking about or trying to focus on a larger issue, that can we bring back some kind of pride in our own culture and our own heritage, I think it's a good thing.
Yogendra Yadav is somebody who's been associated with the UGC and connected closely to education before you became a politician. Do you believe there's any merit in what Nalin is saying? That you know, there is nothing wrong in having a deeper understanding of one's own culture. The problem with this is a political minefield, because what is one's own culture? What is your main concern about what you're seeing with the importance, in a sense, that Dinanath Batraji's opinions are getting in the public space today?
I'm actually surprised by Nalin's reaction. I thought he would offer a more robust defense. BJP's problem is that it actually hasn't been able to get any of the leading intellectuals of the country to bat for it, ever. And therefore, some of the arguments that come from that end are presented in a rather shoddy way.
But you know, they would say that there's a Marxist hegemony in the academic world. Their counter argument. One has often heard that.
I'll give a robust example after he finishes.
Okay.
I'll actually surprise him by saying that two fundamental things that Mr. Batra wants to say are actually right.
Okay.
One, that our education ought to be rooted in our context, in our tradition, in our needs.
Okay.
And B, that currently this is not so, that okay. Our education is heavily colonized.
Okay.
I think they're right.
So you agree with that?
But the trouble is that what they mean by Indianization, that's only picking on a few selected high traditions from Hinduism. Hmm. That, and the way to impart it is exactly the same old way, thrusted down their throat, rote learning and so on. This is not how you do it.
But so decolonization is not the same as saffronization. I think in effect is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Give an example of one of the elements of Dinanath Batra's opinions that has concerned you as an example of Hindufying education instead of Indianizing it.
All the examples of the past that he wants to go back to are examples which involve conflict. Somehow that's the only aspect of our tradition that seems to interest him. Why is he not interested in local health traditions of this country, which are deep and rich? Why is he not interested in medicinal plants? Why is he not interested in thousands of linguistic traditions of this country, which someone like Ganesh Devi has gathered
together?
So why
pick only on one?
Isn't that
on
yeah.
one classical exactly. language?
Then we can go into that.
And
I just thought I'd say there is a book, Antral 1 in Class 11, page 65, and this is part of what. Someone has filed in the Saket courts. Hmm. Mrs. Madhu Ved, she's the vice principal in the Saraswati Bal Mandir, which is where Dinanath Ji's organization is. I'll just read out an example. This is in the text on page 65. Haramzada, ullu kahin ka, kambakht, luche, lafange, badmash, kya main ek sale ko bhi nahi pakad paunga. Now, I mean, I think that's a very robust example of what we really need to look at. Hmm. This is in class 11, being taught to the kids. This is part
no,
of the...
No, in what context?
So, I mean, what I'm trying to say...
No, in
the,
what context?
Yes,
you
what
could watch
saying?
A you could
hold
watch on. A play on stage
hold
where
on.
This
That's
is a
exactly
dialogue.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
No. So there, are you objecting
want,
because
well,
he's abusing
no,
it? What is
I'll
it?
Just simply say any kind of obscenity, if we want to bring it in there, and if on the same time we are not building
Nalin,
on the character...
tomorrow you and I go and watch a play at Kamani Auditorium in Delhi
do.
And it has this dialogue,
why
are you going to say that it's not part of the...
Why do you have an adults only or a U or a UA? In terms of films or plays or whatever we go out to see. So therefore, are we going to say, because pornography is available on the internet, somebody can
actually
access
that,
it.
Actually, that was so not
I think
my...
We need to be careful.
The point is a little more complex and we'll delve deeper into it. Dinanath Batra ji, aap se puchungi ki aap akhbaron mein bahut aaya hai ki aapke kitab mein mana jata hai. Ek udharan dete hai ki Lord Ram ka jo ek pushpak viman tha, wo फर्स्ट established एरोप्लेन है. अब मैं आपसे ये पूछना चाहूंगी कि मिथोलॉजी और साइंस को कंफ्यूज करना, टू ऑफर मिथोलॉजी एज फैक्ट, ये क्या बच्चों के लिए ठीक है? दूसरी जगह आपकी पुस्तक नहीं है लेकिन आप ही की संस्था की एक पुस्तक है, एक मिनट दीनानाथ जी, उसमें कहा जाता है कि जब 100 कौरवास का बर्थ हुआ तो वो फर्स्ट एविडेंस है ऑफ स्टेम सेल साइंस. वो अमेरिकन ने नहीं क्रिएट की, वो यहां पर हमारे महाभारत में सबसे पहले उसका एविडेंस है. सो माई क्वेश्चन दीनानाथ जी इज दैट By all means, we'd all love to learn more of our great epics. Lekin to conflate them with fact, aap mythology ko fact banaye, isme kya aapko takleef nahi hai?
Sabse pehle main aapko ye batana chahta hoon ke jo bhi aap examples quote kar rahe hain,
ji,
wo meri kitab se nahi hai.
Wo aap hi ki sanstha ki kitab se hai. Vidya Bharati ki website pe aapka naam hai.
वो जो किताबें हैं वो मेरी किताब नहीं है. मेरे साथ उन फैक्ट्स को आप एट्रीब्यूट मत करिए. दूसरी बात यह है
जी
कि मैंने टाइम्स ऑफ इंडिया में जो एडिटोरियल लिखा है उनको मैंने एक नोटिस सर्व किया है
जी,
और कहा है कि भाई इस तरीके की आपके अब्यूजिव लैंग्वेज और किताबों की उस किताब में से जो आप मेरे नाम से एट्रीब्यूट कर रहे हैं वो किताब मेरी नहीं लिखी हुई है और मैंने उस किताब को अभी तक पढ़ा भी नहीं है।
चलिए आप मुझे अपना उदाहरण दीजिए, गिव मी एन एग्जाम्पल ऑफ वॉट यू थिंक शुड बी डन टू इंडियनाइज एजुकेशन। आप अपना उदाहरण दीजिए, चलिए किताबें छोड़िए।
हाँ, वो मैं देता हूँ
जी।
इंडियनाइजेशन की जो बात मैंने की है
जी,
वो स्वामी विवेकानंद जी का ये शब्द है, उनने कहा है कि शिक्षा का भारतीयकरण होना चाहिए। इसका अर्थ ये है कि आप इस देश में पैदा हुए हो, इस देश का अन्न ग्रहण किया है, देश के लिए जीना, ये इंडियनाइजेशन है। भग्ने निवेदिता ने इसको राष्ट्रीयकरण कहा है, अरविंद जी ने इसको स्पिरिचुअलाइजेशन कहा है। ये तीनों शब्द एक ही शब्द हैं, एक ही भाव को प्रकट करते हैं।
स्पेसिफिक उदाहरण दीजिए जब आप कहते हैं कि संस्कृत को कंपलसरी किया जाए।
जब मैं ये कहता हूं कि भारतीयकरण होना चाहिए तो क्या इस देश का जो ज्ञान विज्ञान है वो बच्चों को पता नहीं होना चाहिए? क्या बच्चों को ये पता नहीं होना चाहिए आर्यभट्ट संसार का प्रथम व्यक्ति था जिसने इस पृथ्वी के अक्ष के चारों ओर वे पृथ्वी घूमी थी? क्या शूषक का पता नहीं होना चाहिए या इस प्रकार से वे कणद का पता नहीं होना चाहिए? ये सारे भारत के बड़े वैज्ञानिक हुए हैं, इतिहास बड़े बड़े इस प्रकार के गणितज्ञ हुए, वो उसका भी पता होना चाहिए। अब संस्कृत की बात है आपने की
जी।
मेरे पास जवाहरलाल नेहरू की पुस्तक है और मेरे सामने है, मैं पढ़ करके तुरंत सुनाऊंगा, लेकिन उन्होंने कहा कि संस्कृत पर हमें गौरव है और साथ में जितने भी भारतीय भाषाएं हैं वो उसकी पुत्रियां हैं, और इस प्रकार से वे संस्कृत के संबंध में सुप्रीम कोर्ट में जो निर्णय हुआ था और कुलदीप सिंह जी जो कि बहुत प्रसिद्ध जज हैं उन्होंने कहा था, संस्कृत इज ए लैंग्वेज दैट ओपन द फ्लड गेट फॉर एंशियंट विजडम।
शुड इट बी कंपल्सरी?
इट इज थ्री लैंग्वेज फार्मूला, इट इज पास बाय द पार्लियामेंट।
गौर राजा, व्हाट इज द प्रॉब्लम इन व्हाट ही सेड? ही सेइंग मैंने नहीं बोला स्टेम सेल शुरू हुआ कौरवास के साथ। मैं आप जो इस किताब की उदाहरण दे रहे हैं, आई हैव नॉट रिटन दैट बुक।
अभी बात की गई आर्यभट्ट के बारे में
जी,
तो अगर आर्यभट्ट ने उस वक्त राहु केतु को मना किया था कि ये कोई चीज नहीं होते और साथ में यह भी कहा था कि धरती शायद घूमती है, इसको सही तरीके से बताने के साथ साथ वी शुड ऑल्सो टेल अवर यंगर जेनरेशन दैट लाइक गलीलियो आर्यभट्ट वॉज ऑल्सो प्रोसिक्यूटेड, हिज लाइन ऑफ आर्गूमेंट वॉज नॉट फॉलोड बाई दोज हु केम लेटर एंड देयर फोर वी लैग बिहाइंड।
Do you have a concern with what you've heard here?
When we are talking about Aryabhatta, when we are talking about the past, we need to talk like West has talked about problems that the society encountered and also the forces that impeded scientific discoveries, which is what has happened in the country. It's not that we knew everything and we forgot. It's a shame if somebody says that we knew everything, we forgot, somebody took our books away and then they started doing very well in science and technology. This is nonsensical.
It's a fair point. We could be discussing about Nalanda, Taxila. There is so much of knowledge lost. I think it's a fair point. What he's saying is, look, I'll tell you, there is two parts to this. Let's first remove what is part of popular culture and let's the other part of the scientific. Now, Ayurveda, for example...
Can you conflate the two?
No, why should I?
I think my concern is, can you conflate the two?
Let me give an example. The Gita is not a religious text to me. I have never prayed around the Gita.
But now you have a Supreme Court judge who says that it should be compulsory reading.
Well, and I agree with him.
You agree with him?
I yesterday gave a
you
Bible.
You agree with him that yes, only yes. the Gita should be compulsory reading? Would you say the Bible, the Guru Granth Sahib, the Quran...
But I don't get your blood pressure.
No. My blood pressure does go up when I hear things like this.
Hang on. You are assuming. So therefore, when you assume, therefore I'm saying don't let your blood pressure go up. Let's discuss this. For example, my point is the whole argument that came today and what I agree with, I'll tell you right now, and I've said it on the record yesterday, when a Congress spokesperson stands out there and says that this judge for raising it is a judge because of the BJP, every judgment of his should be saying it. So then I say that are you, as an Indian, feeling ashamed of accepting what belongs to this country.
No, I think and what we, belongs I think, to this I think, land. But let me give Pushpesh Pandey. I think we're not saying that. I think we're saying that the Gita is a beautiful text.
Of course it's a beautiful text.
But there are many other beautiful texts also.
Just to answer.
Let other people come
One sentence. For example, so a person like me who goes out and reads the Gita reads with equal pleasure the Quran. And I've done it. So I have no issue about it. But what I have a problem with.
But the judge didn't say that.
No, hold on.
The judge didn't say that.
I heard it. No, hold on.
I have a serious problem.
No, hold on. We'll come to that. Just
because
let me
if religion is not taught like religion, it is taught like something that we have inherited, then there is a problem. There is long tradition of producing very good, beautiful literature in the country, and that should be taught as literature.
Absolutely.
That shouldn't be taught as something.
Pushpesh Pal, come
Gita is literature.
Now let others speak.
No, I think I treat Gita neither as a religious book. I think it's great literature, and I'm entirely with the Gaur
Sahib.
It's
also a philosophical argument.
Let's keep the philosophical argument, which is not interesting most people.
Okay.
But it is in what you say in the bone and marrows of the people in this country. Hamare hard baas mein hai. Agar aap kehte hain karma nivar dhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana, don't aspire for the fruit, but do your duty. It is something which is eminently acceptable to most people.
Yeah.
I think the problem arises where people equate. And very easily concede, as a good friend Nalin at the moment was conceding, apparently, ki Gita bhi padhte hai, Quran bhi padhte hai, Bible bhi padhte hai. I think you shouldn't put Gita at the same level, and I may be lynched for this, as Quran Sharif or the Holy Bible, or the Guru Granth Sahib.
Because it's not a strictly religious text.
Not strictly, what do you mean? Gita is not a religious text at all.
So it was misunderstood.
Ye to Khuda ko hazir nazir jaan, jo show hai, wo filmi drama mein hota hai, ki Bible ke upar aapne haath rakha, Quran Sharif pe haath rakha, Gita pe aapne, main Gita ki saugand khata hu.
So would you support compulsory reading of the Gita?
I am not a believer, but I was brought up in a believing household. The belief there was, and we were literate human beings in that family, घर में महाभारत मत रखो से झगड़ा होता है गीता वॉज नॉट सपोज टू बी होली एट ऑल सो दैट्स वन पार्ट ऑफ द थिंग इफ द सुप्रीम कोर्ट जज इन हिज इन्फिनिट विजडम सेज गीता शुड बी टॉट but this is not a complete sentence. This is agar main dictator hota.
Agar, exactly.
So it can only happen in a dictatorship. But, in a democracy,
but
it should never happen.
Let me just get Mr. C.B. Sharma. Sharma sir, do you accept that our tradition, jab hum baat karte hain Indianization ki, we are multicultural, we are multi-religious. I think what's concerning most people is that there is a unicultural or a uni-religious approach to this whole debate.
I think so. Look, what I would like to first mention is that there is the difference between curriculum and general reading.
Okay.
And whenever we discuss the school, we forget about curriculum. Now, what should be taught to the children? I think our politician friends have not read Dinanath Batra. Yogendra just mentioned he should have written about plants. He should have written about good living and other things. He has not read. Only after this debate started, I read his books. They are good sermons for the children and also for the teachers.
Firstly, children hate being sermonized.
No. Wait a minute.
No, I'm being serious. I am telling you, it was a joke to read that moral education kitab because it was preachy, it was out of touch with real conversation with students.
Barkha, let me complete. I am a teacher, educator and a teacher.
Yes.
So I know what my children want and what my parents of my children want. Every parent wants his or her children to go to Mothers International because that develops a sense of family, good moral values. But then when we sit on such cameras, we preach that no, we don't want preaching. We all want our children to be good citizens, take care of parents. Wait a minute. We want our children to take care of parents, but we don't want them to
preach. I'll allow Yogendra to come in and then...
No, wait a minute. Let me complete.
Please, sir. Jaldi.
Sir, madam, 1 minute. Jab parliament kahta hai ki agar bachche parents ki देखभाल न करें तो उन पर केस होगा तो हम बड़े खुश होते हैं ऐसा लॉ हम पास करते हैं लेकिन जब हम पढ़ाते हैं बच्चों को कि अच्छे बच्चे बनो पेरेंट्स की देखभाल करो तो बड़ा मुश्किल हो जाता है कि आप बच्चों को प्लीज कर रहे
हैं योगेंद्र
आई एम सरप्राइज्ड दैट वी आर रिड्यूसिंग द डिबेट टू दिस लेवल एंड कमिंग फ्रॉम पीपल हु स्टडी पेडागोजी आई एम ट्रूली शॉक्ड दिस कंट्री हैज डिबेटेड दीज थिंग्स मच बेटर We have a document called National Curriculum Framework where this was discussed at depth. Of course, we want our children to have moral values. And of course, we don't want to subject them to moral sermonizing.
That's right.
These two are basics. And the way to inculcate moral values is to give them context-sensitive learning and actually set examples. Yeah. You're absolutely right. Any kind of moral sermonizing is the worst way to try and inculcate any moral values.
Yeah.
The trouble with this entire argument about Indianization, no sir, I was not asking him to write things on medicinal plants. Probably he can't.
And it is written, all is trying. By the way, it is written in those books. All since the debate has started, I read Dinanath Batra, I read Harshad Bhai.
But Harshad Bhai, whom you quote, has said that stem cell science Kauravas ke birth se shuru hua.
Chaliye, us par debate baad mein kar
lenge. But us pe hai, aapne Harshad Shah ka naam
liya, Indian is not bad. Everything Indian is not bad.
All I was trying to say is, why is our notion of tradition so narrow? In Absolutely. This country, we yeah. have had such deep traditions.
Yeah.
Why is it that we wish to turn to past, which we must? We must take pride in our legacy, in our tradition. Mm. But why do we need to jump to that little tiny slice of our tradition, which enables some politicians to fight battles today?
Aditya Mukherjee, and I'll come back to you, Mr. Yes. I'll come back to you, Professor Sharma.
One slice, just as a clarification.
You're
saying something nice, and I like what he's saying.
Yeah.
We are on the same page to a large extent. But when he said tiny slice, I just wondered, what did he mean by tiny slice?
When he says we are on the same page, I wonder
whether
I actually put my view across or not. Actually, see, the tiny slice is picking up, say only Rana Sangha. Now, Rana Sangha is part of our tradition, of our glorious tradition. But it so happens that today projecting Rana Sangha enables you to fight a point, to make a point about dividing our traditions into Hindu past, Muslim past, and carrying those battles
no.
today.
Okay.
That was not what I would like.
Can I get Aditya?
We can't be on the same page politically. I don't want to be an artist.
Okay. Aditya Mukherjee, where is that middle space between decolonizing and not saffronizing? I think that's where the conversation should head.
Yeah. Firstly, we should not equate decolonization with anti-Westernism, you know, because they equate Westernization to colonization. There's lots to learn from the West. Anything Western is not evil.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing.
Yeah.
This tradition of fighting the colonial point of view has been a major tradition in India since the 19th century. Some of the tallest economists, historians, politicians themselves, people like Nehru have written critiquing the colonial position. After independence, since the 60s, some of our tallest scholars whom they have removed, people like Romila Thapar, people like Irfan Habib, Bipin Chandra, I could name you half a dozen, you know, have critiqued the colonial position. Now, what they are calling Indianization, in my opinion, is actually a pushing off a very narrow, obscurantist kind of viewpoint. We all want to be proud of being Indian. That is the whole anti-colonial tradition. We want pride in India.
Sure.
But in what way? For example, Sanskrit. I mean, I would rather be proud of Sanskrit in the way that Amartya Sen tells us that it is in Sanskrit you have more debate, more divergence, a greater dialogical tradition than you find in Latin and Greek, where there is questioning of God itself.
Yes.
I would rather, you know, and he says that, again, since science was mentioned, that the scientific breakthroughs that occurred in India occurred precisely in the period when we were open. You know, I'm amazed that we were brought up with the Nehruvian position that bring scientific temper. Don't sermonize, but let children learn the scientific temper. And now we have prime ministers, chief ministers and all telling people that you learn mumbo jumbo and one more, and lies. Because in
give an example of mumbo jumbo.
I'll give you. Mumbo jumbo is precisely stem cell operation in ancient India. Ram flying in a this thing, then there being cars in ancient India, etc.
So
that is mumbo jumbo. Plus more than that, there is also lies. You know, Radhakrishnan, and it's not material whether Dinanath Batraji wrote the book or not. These are books published by Vidya Bharati. They are not new. He's right. This has been happening for the last, you know, many decades, and we fought against it. We wrote a whole book against it, against the RSS school text, etc.
But the lies
I want to tell you was that you are quoting Vivekananda having saying something which is absurd. You are quoting Radhakrishnan having said that, you know, a burnt roti is a Negro, you know, and a half burnt roti is an Angrez.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, these are inconceivable things. Are children to be made morons in the name of pride, or are we going to make them a thinking child?
Say about
What you will say about the tradition of rhinoplasty starting with Sushruta?
No, but
tradition of modern rhinoplasty starting with Sushruta. What will you say about it?
But will you say, main aapse ek sawal puchungi, would you say, you see, it's one thing to take the Pushpak Viman as a mythological
as a mythological
illustrative example to explain its dynamics.
You are simplifying the debate. You are simplifying the debate.
I am not. I am actually taking it deeper.
The entire media, actually, you see, this is a kind of conspiratorial design which is being in. Which we have been seeing in the newspapers.
But we are all agreeing. We are all agreeing that there is a certain amount of decolonization needed. जहाँ पे debate है sir, वो ये debate है कि जब आप पुष्पक विमान के बारे में बच्चों को पढ़ाते हैं, तो आप हमको क्या एक कहानी के तौर पर ये समझाते हैं कि आप कहते हैं इसी तरह plane उड़ा?
There in our tradition, this is what the book is saying. It is not saying that पुष्पक विमान was there.
दुनिया भर के सारे traditions में उड़ने का पुष्पक विमान जैसे
Most of our students who were present here, they might not be knowing that rhinoplasty was started by Sushruta and it is still.
This example of the Pushpak Viman. There's one thing to say.
I am coming to Akhand Bharat, the debate on Akhand Bharat, which was there in the newspaper.
Which Dinanath Batra says, "Maine nahi likha."
I am just asking one question. India-Pakistan Federation, the idea of India-Pakistan Federation was there with the socialists or not?
Sir, life has moved on. Life has moved on. Do you want maps to be redrawn showing Akhand Bharat?
It has come to Sar. I'll put it on the record.
Shiv Shakti ji, after you made your point.
But I think you wanted to ask me something.
Yes.
Let me get my half penny's worth right here.
Yes, please.
I think, you know, I'm one of those odd people who was brought up with partly English medium education, but studied Sanskrit compulsorily in school, voluntarily in university, did ancient history masters for optionally before branching off to international relations.
Yes.
Have been my bit of travel. I think Sanskrit is a great language. It should not be compulsory. It should be available, it should be assisted, it should be promoted. But if it is made compulsory, people will be resisting it, like mathematics and English at different times.
No, I think you have to start taking questions. I'm taking questions in just a minute, so keep your hands up if you have a question.
Therefore, the point is there are three debates that get intertwined, and that's where the problem comes.
Yes.
There is this whole Marxist versus the nationalist debate. And like, I mean, I can say it on the record, I can't see myself agreeing to the Marxist school. But that doesn't mean I need to agree with everything of the nationalist school.
Absolutely.
So that's one thing.
Yeah,
the second debate that happens is about this concept of whether India, what was its old traditions, whether we take everything as a scientific value or as a concept that existed. Now, just because we haven't found something which proves it doesn't mean that history may not have happened. As a student of history, that's
so
what
you're saying. There could be a plane before the Wright brothers.
Are you saying there could be an aeroplane before the Wright brothers? It suggests that maybe there was extraterrestrial life. So I'm not saying it's not being proved. So leave it at that pending. Just leave it pending. My last point. I'm saying it's not even important. And my third thing is, where the other fight comes in is secular versus communal, and what exactly is secular. And this debate
can
is the
we
third
hear
one.
From some young people, because sure, really it's sure. about their life.
I just wanted to say these
See,
three.
See, I think I can safely speak on behalf of a majority of students. We love our Indian culture, and I think yes, there is a need that we get to know more about our culture and our heritage. But don't you think we are encouraging a very myopic and a narrow-minded mindset when we take examples from Mr. Dinanath Batra's books, a book that has been taught in supplementary as a supplementary book in Gujarat? It mentions that when God was cooking, he had three kinds of rotis. One was raw. That was for the Britishers. It's a very inelegant example. Yeah,
so
he says he's quoting Radhakrishnan. But anyway, you find the
examples to be you know, because children are naive and they are impressionable. And then when he goes on to say that it's okay to call African Americans Negroes. Okay, and then when he says that you shouldn't blow out candles on a birthday cake. So these are certain examples which I think are encouraging a very narrow mindset. We are not supposed to eulogize the Indian culture. We are actually supposed to be open to the global culture as well, because we want to compete.
I think that's absolutely very well said. Let's take another question here and we'll return.
Hi, I just wanted to ask you that the most cosmopolitan of the universities, Delhi universities, if the curriculum is Indianized, do you really think it will create its downfall? It will flourish the university?
Can I get Dinanath Batra? Because he hasn't spoken for a while. Dinanath ji, you heard the young student here.
Yes.
लोगों को निगरो कहना.
Yes.
आप कहना कि भाई जन्मदिन yes. पे आप बर्थडे कैंडल्स को ब्लो आउट मत करिए, आप जाके भाई गाँव दान करिए, देरा गायत्री मंत्र पढ़िए. ठीक है, मेनी पीपल डू बोथ. गौ सेवा करने से बच्चे पैदा होते हैं. दीनानाथ जी, व्हाट डू यू से अबाउट दिस?
सबसे पहले मैं यूनेस्को को कोट करना चाहता हूँ.
जी,
यूनेस्को ने कहा है द एजुकेशन ऑफ ईच एंड एवरी कंट्री शुड बी रूटेड टू इट्स कल्चर एंड वेडेड टू इट्स ग्रोथ.
व्हाट इज आवर कल्चर सर?
देश की. दिस इज व्हाट आई से सर. शिक्षा, ये शिक्षा को देश की संस्कृति से जोड़ना चाहिए और समृद्धि के साथ जोड़ना चाहिए. जो विश्वविद्यालय हैं इनको 10 गांव दीजिए, उसका वो विकास करें. इसी प्रकार से स्लम एरियाज में हमारे विद्यार्थी जाएं, ये समृद्धि के लिए आवश्यक है. ये शिक्षा का भाग बनना चाहिए. और एजुकेशन इज कंफाइंड टू द क्लासरूम, लेट द बॉयज कम आउट.
आप अंग्रेजी में बोल रहे हैं सर, क्लासरूम, ये गलत. क्योंकि आप कहते हैं हमें,
In one sentence. Do you agree that birthday candles ko aap na bujhayenge Indian culture nahi hai? Do you agree that African Americans should be called Negroes?
So therefore, and I said it, I think the young lady there made a fair point. And that the point is, you may or may not. I said I do not necessarily. But I do not accept this way of it going into a debate. Today's newspaper carries a full detailed report of Maoists picking up children, indoctrinating them into violence, yeah. which comes from where? The damn left way of looking of it and ultra-left way of looking
no,
at
this
it.
This is nothing from to do with textbooks.
So, no, hold what on. It comes in the, so that is the, also, what we require is an openness in culture. When that openness is stifled by trying to reduce it to a level of this, he may have a fair point, Deenanath ji. Accept the fair point. He may have a point you may disagree with. Can we arrive at a point where we agree with?
Okay,
but do you run him down in the way that he is doing
it?
No
one is running anyone down.
It's not fair.
No one is running anyone down. We are having precisely an open debate with absolute respect for multiple opinions.
But the way you are presenting it appears that this is curriculum and these are textbooks. These are supplementary readers.
Okay, I have a question here. You know, Mr. Deenanath Bharti said that, I'm so sorry. Batra said that, you know, we should not be blowing candles on a cake and we should be doing Gayatri, we should be reciting Gayatri mantras, doing havans. That's Indian culture, you know. But tell me, don't, as a 2-year-old, you know, if you ask that kid, what do you want? Oh, I want a cake. I want candles on my cake. So why would we like to take that joy away from those little kids? And when we talk about Indian culture, if we're talking about Indian culture, sir, why don't we talk about, you know, those gods and goddesses who used to wear nothing but just, you know, small clothes to cover their modesty? And when in today's time, you know, if someone is wearing a short skirt, we take up their case.
Excellent
interesting point. Yeah.
And that's what a society is. When it prevents us from, you know, looking at a woman from objectifying, if she wears anything and if a person is going with that mindset, something is wrong with our society. We need to get back to it.
Can we get back to textbooks? You know, we have gone into so many areas. We are talking about our textbooks. We are talking about our children are reading. Aapka sawal, and then I'll come to you again.
एक राजा जी की बात आई कि जो आर्यभट्ट जो बात उन्होंने मेजरमेंट दिया उसको गैलीलियो ने रेफ्यूट कर दिया.
नहीं,
लेकिन
नहीं,
मैं ये कह रहा हूँ कि जो न्यूटन ने जो थियोरी दी उसको आइंस्टाइन ने रेफ्यूट कर दिया.
मैंने बिल्कुल,
तो क्या हमें न्यूटन को नहीं पढ़ना चाहिए?
कहा कि गैलीलियो ने,
एक मिनट
बात तो सुन लीजिए.
आप
मुझसे गलती हो गई.
पाई का जो वैल्यू है तो पाई के वैल्यू में बोधाए, मुझे बोलने तो दीजिए.
बात तो सुन लीजिए. आपने गलत कोट कर दिया मुझे. मुझे कह रहा हूं कि गैलीलियो ने जब ये कहा कि धरती केंद्र में नहीं है, तो उसको चर्च ने उन्हें प्रोसिक्यूट किया. वैसे ही हमारे कल्चर में आर्यभट्ट को प्रोसिक्यूट किया गया, उसकी किताब खत्म कर दी गई. हमें बाहर से किताब मिली उसकी.
किसने प्रोसिक्यूट?
अच्छा योगेंद्र,
आई थिंक योगेंद्र, आई थिंक वी स्टार्टेड ऑन अ वेरी सीरियस डिबेट.
यस,
आई थिंक वी प्रोसीडेड फॉरवर्ड एंड समहाउ वी गॉट लॉस्ट इन सम
अटरली
ट्रिवियल पॉइंट्स एंड ए वेरी सिली लेवल ऑफ पोलेमिक्स. लुक, द सीरियस फैक्ट इज दैट देयर आर genuine anxieties about our education system
Agreed.
Not responding to our culture,
Agreed.
Our multiple
Absolutely.
Traditions,
Agreed. Agreed.
And it being so colonized. It,
yeah.
should, it is a matter of shame, actually. If you go to any Western university, you can predict what would be taught in Indian universities 10 years down the line.
Yeah.
So that is a matter of shame. In the name of internationalization, globalization, we have become imitative. We need to grow out. Something that K.C. Bhattacharya wrote 70 years ago, Swaraj in Ideas. We desperately need that.
Okay.
But for heaven's sake, let's not reduce that debate to the levels to which some of my friends have reduced it to. The serious point is about taking our context seriously, our needs seriously, and our multiple intellectual heritage seriously.
So how do we proceed on that? A question here?
Basically, my doubt is on what Mr. Dinanath Batra constitutes to be Indian culture. The basically of what I think of Indian culture is it's a product, it's an amalgamation of thousands of centuries of cross-cultural influences. Now to limit that to a particular century, or actually limit he's cherry picking probably some of Hindu epics to constitute what our culture is highly uncharacteristic of a scholar that he claims to be. He says we must imbibe Indian culture in our textbooks and in our curriculum or supplementary reading like he said, but it's okay to do that, but you also have to recognize that Indian culture is not what Hindus that particular facet of Hinduism is.
Pushpesh, do you agree?
I would agree very largely to her, but I think it's not cherry picking, but there is one small thing which I must register. I think we are being slightly unfair to Mr. Dinanath Batra because he has explicitly stated
Ji.
That the citations we are discussing are not his books.
Yes.
They are not never in his books. So that's one part which we must. And I think before I said that Sanskrit should not be made compulsory, should be promoted, I also wanted to say that I think I'm in entire agreement with Yogendra Yadav's and Gohar Sahab's positions that there is a serious need to decolonize Indian educational system. It doesn't necessarily mean de-westernization in toto. It also doesn't mean confining itself to only one main high tradition of Hindu Brahmanic thing. It has to be a multiplicity of traditions. It has to be a living tradition.
Let me get a last comment from Dinanath Bhakta, then I'll come to you, Shiv Shakti ji. Dinanath Bhakta ji, yahan pe ek aapke liye sawal tha ki ye Indian culture hota kya hai? Isko aap selectively na choose kare. Would you accept that the Indian tradition is multicultural and multi-religious?
Main is baat par सुप्रीम कोर्ट का निर्णय कोट करना चाहता हूं
जी
सुप्रीम कोर्ट अरुणा राय एंड अदर्स केस में कहा है कि प्राइड ऑफ इंडिया वैल्यू एजुकेशन वैदिक मैथमेटिक्स एंड स्पिरिचुअलिज्म आर नॉट स्पिरिचुअल नॉट सेपरेटाइजेशन शिक्षा में सभी धर्मों और मजहबों की अच्छी बातें पढ़ानी चाहिए ये सुप्रीम कोर्ट का निर्णय है और इसके बाद एक चीज जरूर कोट करना चाहता हूं
जी
और वो है बिल क्लिंटन जो के प्रेसिडेंट थे और वो 2000 मार्च में भारत में आए थे तो उन्होंने कहा था द होल वर्ल्ड हैज बीन इन्फ्लुएंस्ड बाय इंडियन कल्चर इंडियन थिंकर्स हैव एनरिच्ड एवरी साइंस नोन टू ह्यूमैनिटी द कंप्यूटर एज वुड हार्डली be possible at all without decimal system invented in India and appropriately and of 30% of world software engineers today are
okay.
Indians.
Okay.
मैंने कभी भी ये नहीं कहा कि प्राचीन बात है मैं ये कहता हूँ modernize ancient wisdom.
योगेंद्र जी का आपके लिए सवाल है योगेंद्र यादव के आपके लिए सवाल है योगेंद्र जी
सर व्हाई डू वी नीड बिल क्लिंटन सर्टिफिकेट टू नो दीज थिंग्स इज दिस योर कल्चर एंड इंडियनाइजेशन
दीनानाथ जी बिल क्लिंटन जी का सर्टिफिकेट क्यों चाहिए हमें हम एक तरफ डीकॉलोनाइजेशन की बात कर रहे हैं
सर्टिफिकेट इसलिए चाहिए कि भारत ने जो भारत के जो लोग कहते हैं उस पर आप विश्वास नहीं करते जो बाहर से आकर के कहते हैं तो उस पर लोग विश्वास
करने सो वी शुड कोट विवेकानंद वी शुड कोट क्लिंटन हु शुड बी कोट पीपल हैव प्रॉब्लम्स टू एवरी स्टेटमेंट
केजरीवाल
एक मिनट
एवरी स्टेटमेंट दीनानाथ बत्रा विल
योगेंद्र यादव हिमसेल्फ टोल्ड दैट एक मिनट
मिस्टर योगेंद्र यादव हिमसेल्फ कोटेड दैट इफ यू गो टू एनी वेस्टर्न यूनिवर्सिटी सो For you kind of mindset people, we have to quote certain Western things.
Can I just clarify this?
Yeah. Okay, okay.
No, I actually said, if you heard me carefully, I had actually said that it is shameful that our universities imitate Western universities. That is what I had said. And please allow me to say that the Western tradition may have produced many persons to pick Bill Clinton as a representative of the West and even of America is really shows our attitude to that culture.
I think he's quoting an example.
मेरा सवाल योगेंद्र सर से है. आपने अभी कहा कि we don't want to go on a narrow mind and set a narrow way. आपने NCERT की बुक में कोट किया था, लिखा था कि nearly 4,000 Sikhs were massacred in Delhi and other part of India. But in Nanavati Commission, it will clear very well that more than 2,700 Sikhs were massacred.
नहीं, इसका पॉइंट क्या है? सवाल
पॉइंट ये है कि मुझे आप डिफाइन करिए कि नैरो माइंड सेट कहाँ पे है.
मुझे समझ नहीं आया सवाल पर. योगेंद्र जी, लेट हिम रिस्पॉन्ड. योगेंद्र जी, इफ यू वांट टू कम इन.
ही इज साइटिंग फ्रॉम एन एनसीईआरटी बुक ऑफ व्हिच आई वाज वन ऑफ द को एडिटर्स एंड दैट स्टेटमेंट सर इज अ स्टेटमेंट गिवन बाय द प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑफ दिस कंट्री ऑन द फ्लोर ऑफ पार्लियामेंट ऑफ दिस कंट्री. इट्स नॉट माय पर्सनल ओपिनियन. आगे चलिए.
ओके, एट दिस मोमेंट आई हैव गॉट टू इंटरप्ट. वी हैव गॉट टू टेक अ ब्रेक. वी विल बी बैक इन जस्ट अ मोमेंट. अ वोलेटाइल डिबेट ऑन द इंडियनाइजेशन ऑफ एजुकेशन कमिंग बैक इन जस्ट अ मोमेंट. Having a very volatile debate here on We the People on the Indianization of education and whether it's necessary. It's time now to just actually get final comments from everybody. We're out of time. Let's take a few questions.
He has been denying all the quotations we discussed today, that he doesn't know about them. It's not from his books. Can he deny that he actually said words like chamar and bhangi shouldn't be a part of NCERT books? How can you do that on one hand and then use a word like negro in your book? And then he goes on to claim he's not aware that it's a part of his books. If he's such an eminent scholar, he should be aware of what he's propagating.
Okay, one more question here.
I think the youth generation of India is really, really smart, and we should train them to become smarter global citizens, not focus on a single opinionated mindset.
ओके, योर क्वेश्चन.
लैंग्वेज इज समथिंग जो हमें दुनिया में कम्युनिकेट करने के लिए जरूरी होता है. संस्कृत एक ऐसी भाषा है जिससे बहुत सारे जो देशवासी हैं वो नहीं प्रभावशाली तरीके से उसको अपने अंदर इनकल्केट कर पाते हैं. तो संस्कृत को हमारे अगर करिकुलम में एज ए सप्लीमेंट्री सब्जेक्ट डालते हैं तो हमें अपने संस्कृति की तरफ ज्यादा प्यार और ज्यादा प्यार और मिले.
मुझे लगता है शिव शक्ति जी, लेट्स स्टार्ट टेकिंग लास्ट कमेंट्स. डिबेट ये है, चर्चा ये है कि ये जो हम संस्कृति है इसको कैसे डिफाइन करें. मुझे लगता है डिबेट इस पर है. डिबेट इस पर नहीं है दैट वी वांट टू डीकॉलोनाइज. डिबेट इस पर है कि ये इंडियन कल्चर चीज क्या है. एक एग्जांपल देती हूं. अब रोमिला थापर की एक किताब थी, उन्होंने बात किया कि पुराने जमाने में दे वर हिंदूज हु एट बीफ. वो पैसेज डिलीट किया गया पिछली बारी जब बीजेपी की सरकार थी. तो उन उदाहरणों को लेकर इफ यू आर सेइंग दे आर ओपन टू ऑल स्ट्रेन्स.
इट वाज डिलेटेड बाय द ऑर्डर्स ऑफ द कोर्ट. बाय द
यस
Court had expunged 75 passages
okay.
from the NCERT books written by Romila Thapar
okay.
and her group
okay.
of historians.
But is that a good
but,
thing?
But one thing.
Even if the court did it, I'm asking you.
Court, because these are not proven facts. These are not proven facts. This is what we call distortion of history.
It is
the
not?
Distortion of history which has taken place under the aegis of Marxist historians that the court actually undid that. So that is another part of the debate. But I am coming to...
Dhanlin ji ne bhi ye kaha. This... पॉजिटिंग ऑफ मार्क्सिस्ट वर्सेस नेशनलिस्ट है और नेशनलिस्ट अपने आपको बता दिया. यू सी मार्क्सिस्ट एंड नेशनलिस्ट आर ऑफन ऑन वन साइड एंड द अदर साइड इज ऑब्स्कुरेंटिस्ट पीपल हु हैव वन नैरो व्यू ऑफ हिंदुइज्म, नॉट इवन द मल्टीपल व्यू. अगर 300 रामानुजम ने लिखा तो उसको निकाल दीजिए क्योंकि उसमें मल्टीपल व्यू ऑफ. अगर वेंडी डोनिगन ने वन ऑफ द फाइनेस्ट बुक्स अब बिल क्लिंटन को मत
को यहाँ पढ़ा नहीं जा सकता है.
हिंदुइज्म बताते हैं
मल्टीपल
डोनिगन. वी आर प्राउड ऑफ आर हिंदुइज्म मच मोर. वी आर नॉट प्राउड ऑफ
योर वर्शन ऑफ हिंदुइज्म. For last comments, Professor Sharma, you are saying there's only one version of the Ramayana?
No, I'm saying there are multiple versions, and there are, and what is being propagated or what is being supported here is that this is one of the idea. When we talk about don't
should A.K. Ramanujan's essay on Ramayana have been dropped from the Delhi University syllabus? It is a point of
view. We have debated, Barkha. You were the compare there as well, and I was part of it. In that debate as well, the issue was the level at which that they were prescribed was not
appropriate. And again, we are forgetting that we are talking about school education and mentioning all the time universities and UGC.
Okay.
The school education, actually, teaching to 6 to 14 and 14 to 18 is different.
We are talking
compared
about a larger approach
above.
To education. Question here.
No, I believe that India and is actually a multicultural society. That is the beauty of India. Why are we looking at Tejomai Akhand Bharat that he's talking about? Certainly, I think every young person over here and others will agree that we have no issue with Tejomai Bharat. But we do have an issue with Akhand Bharat, because it is not a reality anymore. So let's live in the real world.
Okay, question left.
कह रहे हैं कि बिल क्लिंटन का क्यों उदाहरण दिया, तो जब बाहर की किसी बात की पुष्टि करते हैं, मैं मैक्स मूलर का नाम लेती हूं, मैक्स मूलर ने हमारी संस्कृति की बहुत प्रशंसा की है और दारा शिकोह ने बहुत बड़ी उम्र के अंदर संस्कृत सीखी 60 वर्ष के एक साधु से, किस लिए? कि वो उपनिषदों को पढ़ना चाहते थे और उपनिषदों का भाष्य किया है दारा शिकोह ने, देखिए एक मतलब अंग्रेज था, तो संस्कृति की हमारी संस्कृति की धाक रही है भारत में और वो उसको लाना चाहते हैं। एक बात और कहना चाहते
हैं। नहीं, अब समय बिल्कुल खत्म है। गौर एज अ लास्ट कमेंट्स।
इट्स अ वेरी सीरियस डिबेट दैट इज गोइंग ऑन।
यस,
बट वी हैव फॉरगॉटन अगेन दैट व्हेन यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट करिकुलम देन इफ यू इंक्लूड समथिंग यू विल हैव टू एक्सक्लूड समथिंग।
ओके,
एज ऑफ नाउ द डिबेट इज दैट शुड वी इंडियनाइज इट और नॉट।
Yes.
And what does it mean?
Yes.
I would suggest that every child in the country has a right to know all the cultures that are there in the world.
Absolutely.
Not only...
Absolutely. Last question.
Question related to curriculum. I have read that he suggested sex education should be taken out of school curriculum and its place yoga should be inserted. In a country which is soon to surpass China in terms of population explosion, how can you remove sex education, which is the only means to give precaution to preventional methods?
Dinaraji, last comment from you. पढ़ा जाता है कि आप सेक्स एजुकेशन चाहते हैं, स्कूल से निकाल दिया गया आपके कहने पे मध्य प्रदेश सरकार, ऐसा पढ़ा मैंने अखबार में, आप बताइए ये सच है या नहीं?
पहले तो ये बता दूं कि एनसीईआरटी में रामायण और महाभारत सप्लीमेंट्री बुक्स पढ़ाई जा रही हैं। क्यों पढ़ाई जा रही हैं? ये क्यों पढ़ाई जा रही हैं? क्या एनसीईआरटी ने इन दो किताबों को लगाकर अपने आप को सर्फनाइज किया है? दूसरी बात, सेक्स एजुकेशन की बात आप कहते हैं, वो राज्यसभा की एक कमेटी थी और वो अब एप्लेंट कमेटी को जब लोगों ने कहा कि सेक्स एजुकेशन नहीं होना चाहिए तो उन्होंने वे राज्यसभा के पटल पर ये रिपोर्ट रखे है, आज भी वहां पर राज्यसभा के अंतर्गत है, नो सेक्स एजुकेशन बट इंस्टेड देयर शुड बी कैरेक्टर बिल्डिंग एंड टोटल डेवलपमेंट ऑफ द चाइल्ड।
नॉट लिविंग इन द रियल वर्ल्ड।
ओके,
आई एम आउट ऑफ टाइम, योर 30 सेकंड्स मिस्टर शर्मा। दीनानाथ, सॉरी आई हैव टू इंटरप्ट यू। प्रोफेसर शर्मा,
व्हाट आई बिलीव इज व्हाट Dinanath Batra or others have said.
Sex education should be out of schools?
It has not been said, Barkha. Look, we have debated this. What the NACO gave and the read the chapters. You have given me 30 seconds. The NACO chapter said that put boys and girls in a room with a band on the eyes and let them feel each other. Is that the way to teach sex education? Let me ask this. I had talked to the minister then and it was removed on that. That's not the way. We quote out of context and then put things in the mouth of...
I have not read this, put boys and girls in one room and let them...
Leave the NACO text. Leave the NACO text for the school education 2003 and we had got it removed on the grounds that this cannot be done in schools.
Aditya Mukherjee, your last 30 seconds.
I am all for Indianization, but on the basis of the idea of India that was created by the Indian National Movement over a century, which included the left, which included the right, and not... what Veer Sanghvi has called the Talibanization of education.
Shiv Shakti Bakshi.
Actually, Indianization of education is a very serious debate. And actually, the manner in which it has been debated today here, actually a lot of misinformation is there which persists in the society.
One example of Indianization you'd like to see?
Indianization like the achievement of the Indians. Achievements, what they have done in the past, and also the manner in which they are doing
today. Any book which hits at the root of scientific temper in the country should be banned. Well, any writer who has said something,
book should be banned.
No, I don't.
Now that's a contradictory argument.
From the text.
From the text. Okay.
From the text in the school.
History writing.
Anybody who has written something like Japan bombed United States on August 6th should be
asked not to ever write a book, at least for children.
Yogendra Yadav, your last comments.
Decolonization of education is a serious and pressing concern. Modernists, seculars and left-wingers have been wanting on this. They have actually failed in some crucial respects. We need to decolonize and Indianize by way of taking our context and needs seriously.
Okay.
By remembering that our traditions have always included traditions of cosmopolitanism, traditions of rationalism.
Yeah.
All these are parts of our great traditions.
Nalin, what is there to disagree within that?
Well, it's dangerous because he will suddenly say we are on the same page. And I really am not on the same
Neither
page.
Neither of you are on the same page.
Let's come up, let me come up to it. I think, see, there are elements that everybody who thinks about India in this room and about Indians and the future of India will say, yes, we agree on it.
Yeah.
There are elements that we will have to debate and discuss. My point is, India in the 21st century is an India for everyone. And we need to remember that India also includes the privileged, like each one of us here, and those who don't even have access
okay.
to anything.
Okay.
So the ESSER report, which is not about this,
yeah.
the ESSER report says educational standards are following because we followed. Now, if we can improve education for India
I
and
have
that in a positive way, what's the problem?
Debate,
discuss and agree.
Very shortly, nothing should be compulsory, nothing should be banned. Everything should be questioned, and we should be grateful to Mr. Batra for making this debate possible.
Okay, we leave it there. It's a much needed debate. There needs to be a robust debate, but I think we must never abandon our pluralism in the pursuit
of course,
of
pluralism
this debate.
Is the core of India.
We'll end it there. Thank you very much.